Mr. Marine. She's the main teacher in the UK, one of the main teachers and main instrument for double foreigners. She's very close to Daddy, I know that. And you will hear her poem on the 19th, but she won't be here. She's excited. Okay. And anyway, so there's a 19th celebration of Daddy. Daddy's many years of service with double foreign children. So we welcome you to this workshop on happiness. And at the end, you will be not only, you'll be able to share that happiness with others, right? With all the things Maureen will share with us. So welcome, Sister Maureen.
Om Shanti. Good morning to everyone. Are you all happy?
Yes.
Yes. Then why are you here? To become more happy. It's a very lovely topic, and happiness, I really feel, is it's the big treasure of our Brahmin life, right? And that if we really can gain that permanent happiness inside, sometimes our happiness, you know, goes a little bit up and down, is that right? When we're here in Madhuban, everything's fine, we're happy. Then we go back to our places and we meet the same people and the same faces and the same sanskaras. Do you stay just as happy? So we need to get to that point, don't we, where our happiness is really stable and is really independent and it's really with us and it's really our treasure. And of course, you know, I know this course is entitled The Art of Giving Happiness, but of course, I can't give what I don't have. So the first part is really, what is the foundation? What is the basis of happiness? And it was just very lovely how Baba talked to us on the 15th, and Baba saying that that happiness and that love is visible from our face, from our eyes, Baba reading our heart. And so it's like Baba's already, I love it the way Baba gives us a certificate in advance. And at that moment, you feel, yes, Baba, of course this is me. You know, you don't think of anything else. And that's Baba's vision for the children, which is so, so beautiful. And there's just a couple of quotes to show you about happiness and about sharing happiness from the Buddha. Thousands of candles can be lighted from a single candle. And the life of the candle will not be shortened. Happiness never decreases by being shared. I think that's very, very important. And we know in Brahmin life, the more you give, the more you get. You get from Baba, you get the blessings from others. And there's another quote. Happiness is the art of never holding in your mind the memory of any unpleasant thing that has passed. Okay, so we do a little warm-up exercise. So, if you just get into pairs, I know we're a small group, but get into pairs, and just a few minutes, if happiness were an animal, what would it be and why? So think of three traits of the animal that creates happiness. Okay? If happiness were an animal, what would it be and why? Three traits. You don't have to start going honk, honk, and honk. No, you can just... I won't ask you to make the noises. And Becky and I will do it as well. Everybody got a pair? Are you taking part? Come. No, come, join in. Sister, where do you want to be? Oh, okay, good. Okay, or if you need a three, if you're on your own, then... Okay, could you pair up with this sister here, brother? Brother who's just come. If you could get into pairs with this sister, into a pair. So you're just discussing with each other. Oh, one more. Sorry. Yeah. If happiness was an animal, oh, she'll tell her. Okay. One more minute. So the two of you have just come. This is the question we're discussing. Little warm. Oh, you're telling them. Okay, thanks. Yes? No, one animal each. Yeah, one animal each. You don't have to, because it'll be personal to you, right? But if you both happen to think of the same animal, that's fine too. Okay. Okay, should we have just a little feedback, just for fun? Okay? Ready? Not ready? Still talking? Anyone want to just shout out? What's your feedback? Your animal and three qualities. Anyone? Yeah?
My animal is a puppy, but then it's a dog afterwards.
Right. Puppies grow up. Can everyone hear, or do we need the mic? You can hear or not? Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
That's
very nice, isn't it? We could do with a bit more of that, couldn't we? Sometimes. Anyone else? Yes, that's a special trait of dolphins, yes. You've heard dolphins giggle? Yeah. Lovely, great, yes, these are all things of happiness. Anyone from this side of the room, couple? Just get a flavour. Puppies and kittens. So the innocence, playfulness, the fun. They seek attention. Yeah. Like to. The love. They like to be near us, near people. Yes, very loyal, very affectionate, very loving. Anyone else? Yeah?
I had a butterfly, it's not really an animal, but
oh, that's no problem, yeah. It's not that rigid. You're right. Beautiful. Thank you. Okay, one more. One more? Yeah? Oh, go on. Yeah. All right, two more. No problem. The giraffe. It's a gentle animal, isn't it? You all heard? Yeah? Good. Okay. So, brother at the back, then Bhavna Ben. Yeah. A what?
A dog.
Yes, in the present. Yeah. Beautiful. Beautiful. Thank you, Bhavna. A swan. It's true, just glides along. Lovely. We have a lot to learn from the animal kingdom, or bird kingdom, or insect kingdom, don't we? Beautiful. Thank you. That was just to get us going a little bit. Okay. So when we think about the happiness... Where's my... Getting old knee glasses. You know, when we think about the happiness that Baba teaches us, it's really a wholesome kind of happiness. It's a happiness that's expressed from the inside out. So if you're happy externally and successful externally, It means that there's something good that's going on inside of you. And if you just feel good within yourself, happy in your own environment, happy with Baba, but then perhaps not so happy in other situations, then we have to have a question. What is the basis of my happiness? And also, you know, I always say to myself that, okay, I've accepted Baba. I've accepted with faith that he's my father. And there's a beautiful thing that Daddy Janki said in one of her, when she was sharing with the over 35s group, actually, and we were asking her about faith, and she said, it's not a question of faith, but it's practical, it's real. And of course, she was talking about her experiences with Sakar Baba, but like, for example, two nights ago, we were with Avyat Baba. You know, you see Baba, you feel Baba's presence. Is it a question of faith? It's there, in front of you. It's reality. And so I always feel for myself, and I know I've been through many phases in my BK life, as we all have, that the more that my happiness is really based on reality, then the more that happiness is something that is a treasure that's with me, and it's also something that I can keep with me, even in the very difficult circumstances, or let's say challenging circumstances that we sometimes find ourselves in. Any happiness that's artificial will very quickly fluctuate, but happiness that is real will stay with me. And so I thought about the three levels of happiness that Baba teaches us. And so yes, first is the inner experience. And being happy, it's about feelings, right? How do I feel? And when I think about the inner experience, it's not just about feeling good in myself, I feel good, but it actually is about feeling good about myself. And so often, I know I've been through this a lot, you come to do something or you're with a certain group of people and there are subtle waste thoughts or doubts that can enter your mind, and doubts are the biggest thieves of happiness, and in particular self-doubt, right? Am I right? And so, you know, we know that there's a task in front of us, but something inside of us is saying, oh, but you can't do that. I'm not capable. I'm not worthy. Somebody, I don't know in your countries if you have a lot of health and safety restrictions, do you? Probably. And so somebody once called this commentary inside the health and safety commentary. In other words, it's the commentary that prevents you from really doing what you can do or being who you can be. And so the first level of happiness really is that self-respect and inner contentment. So I feel good about myself. Yeah, you have a question? Oh, I could email it to you if you want, yeah? If you want to leave your email addresses, maybe with Sister Becky can collect them, then we can email the PowerPoint, sure, yeah? So that would help. And then, of course, if I'm having that good feeling within myself, and, you know, it's very interesting how we put barriers. Again, when Daddy was in the UK, she mentioned this story of how, you know, when the tree was first created, Baba had the first drawing of the tree made. And at the base of the tree, there are people doing the pasya, seated doing the pasya. And Daddy looked and Daddy saw that her picture was not at the base of the tree. You know, the original tree, it's actually got pictures of real people who were part of the yajna at that time. And of course she felt it, and she said, I said to myself, am I not worthy enough to be there, that Baba hasn't put me there? Now, if, you know, we've all been through this, if you feel you're left out of something, or you're not included in something, who's never been through that? We all have. then what happens, I know what I used to do, now I've learned better, but I would turn it in on myself and begin to believe I'm not worthy. Anybody else done that at times? Daddy's answer was so interesting. She said, I saw that and I said to myself, maybe I'm not worthy enough. So then I decided I'm going to make even greater effort to make myself worthy. And that really touched me. And that's about self-respect. And when we once asked Dadiji about self-respect, this was years ago, many years ago, and it was that phase in my BK life where I was really struggling with self-respect, so really trying to, you know, we have this saying in English, pulling yourself up from your bootlaces, you know, you're really struggling, and thinking that I have to make myself worthy and then I can have Baba's love. And we asked Dadiji, and Dadiji said, self-respect? Just remember Baba, that's all. Just think of Baba and you'll have self-respect. I thought, I've been doing this the wrong way around. So it's very, very important. Okay, then our second level. No, still on the same slide, sorry. Having a good life. So again, our happiness has to extend into our everyday living. Not just the everyday living with the BK family, but wherever I am, in whatever context I'm in, with my Lockett family, with my work. So am I having a good life, which is a life of good relationships, spiritual values that I maintain, even and I don't compromise? Do I have success in life? And I've seen the two go together. That those Brahmins who are successful in BK life, generally, of course I'm generalizing here, are also successful in their Lokic life, would you say? And do I have a life of independence? In other words, my happiness, my stage, what I believe to be true, is not, you know, my conscience is not, it is with me. It's not dependent or compromised by the circumstances and other people around me. So am I independent in that way? And yet, I can be part of a community, part of a group, part of a society, part of a community, wherever I am. So this is a sign of a good life, where happiness is expressed in life. It's part of the whole concept of happiness. And then when we think about the world, am I creating an atmosphere of happiness around me that will inspire others to change? Now, you know, we, of course, Baba teaches us, and we will go into this in more detail later on, that the highest level of service, or the highest service, is the service through the mind. But you can't just do that. There's a whole preparation that needs to happen before that becomes possible. And so this is a whole wholesome experience of happiness. Let me see if there's anything else I wanted to say. Yes, you know, when we're thinking about success and the happiness within, we all do struggle from time to time. I don't think any of us are exempt from that. I struggle from time to time. But the question is my percentage of easiness increasing, and is my percentage of struggle decreasing? It shouldn't be the other way around, right? So yes, we go through things, but am I able to pass through them quickly and maintain my happiness so that the percentage of struggle? And yes, just to remind us, and I think most of you heard that now in the classes. It wasn't audible on the microphone when Baba spoke. But at the end, Baba was quite animated speaking to the group on the stage. And I happened to go back up the mountain with Sister Jenty, so of course, get in the car. What was Baba saying? You know, first question. And she said, yes, very significant. And she's now shared it, I think, in both complexes. But Baba's saying that it's so important now to forget the past, to remove the past and not be under its influence, and to increase the power of yoga. And the other thing that Baba said was, make new plans for service, but if the plans are carried out in an individual way, separately, then there isn't going to be success. But if you make plans for service and you move together, then there will be success. And this also relates to our topic, because, you know, if I can't keep my happiness when I'm in a group or with people, you know, everybody's got different opinions, different part to play. If my happiness goes, then I will have a tendency to isolate myself, and I won't then be part of the success of the gathering. So our state of happiness is very, very important. And yes, one story that Brother Charlie told, which I liked very much, it was when we were discussing this whole topic of easiness of Raj Yoga. And of course, when you see the daddies, they're very light, you know, and can be very playful, especially in their younger days when they had a bit more energy, those of you who've been around. Who remembers Daddyji skipping with us and playing cricket in the Peace Park? Some of you, yes. And that amazing lightness, it wasn't Peace Park then, it was a sort of barren playground, wasn't it? And Charlie told a story, and Dee Dee particularly used to be very, you know, used to love to play, and, you know, Daddy Janki always says that it was Dee Dee that taught me to be light in my relationship with Baba. And Charlie told this lovely story. Oh, is traffic, does traffic control come on here? Or do we get traffic control? Pardon? 10 o'clock. Oh, 10:30, not 10 o'clock. Should we take our 1 minute? So let me tell you the story. So it was 18th January, and Charlie said it was probably his second time to Mudaban, something like that, so 77, 78. And those days, 18th January, we used to have Brahma Bhojan in the courtyard of Pandav Bhavan. So all the, there'd be little mats set out in rows, and you'd all sit in a row with your tali in front of you, and we'd have Brahma Bhojan with the daddies. And they had the Brahma Bhojan, then at the end there was ice cream served. And so the ice cream, when it came to Dee Dee, what Dee Dee did, and she's sitting next to Daddy G, she took her ice cream and she tipped it over Daddy G's head. And before, Charlie said, before you knew it, there was ice cream flying everywhere. And it's just a lovely story that, you know, that joy, you know. Okay, 18th January, a very sort of yogi day for us. I don't like to use the word serious. But, you know, spirituality and lightness and happiness go together. They're not separate. They're not mutually exclusive. And so in the daddies we see these lovely examples of, you know, the happiness and the lightness. And I think that's always a big lesson for all of us, for me too, not to be too serious. Who said about puppies don't, are not too serious about anything? You said, yeah. Okay, so we have to remember to be puppies at times. Okay, so next is, how do we develop this happiness? What are the pillars of happiness? Because whatever stage we have, there are pillars underneath that are the foundation. And, you know, Baba gives us the phrase, where there is truth, the soul dances. Right? So when I'm true to myself, so these four pillars, truth, purity, love, and letting go. Right? These are the four pillars. And there's a beautiful thing, again, that Daddy said just now in this season, in this visit. She said that truth and love take you beyond all limits. And I was thinking about that. Truth What does it mean? The truth, I am a soul, my original state. I am God's child. Baba repeated that a lot today. And actually Baba gave us a lot of caution today, didn't he? Don't become like salt water. Become like Kirkund, you know, the Kirkund, the Kheer, the milk and sugar. Milk and sugar. Sweet, very sweet. And of course sweetness and happiness go together. Of course if you're bitter, what's your face like? You know? And if you're sweet, yeah. And so Baba cautioned us a lot today. But I was thinking about this. Truth is realizing and truly experiencing and living by the truth of who I really am. And if I do that, it takes me beyond all limits of what is possible for me. Right? If I'm in my limited awareness of who I am, I definitely have limits. But if I'm in the true awareness of who I am, there are no limits. And I remember once asking Daddy the question. It was actually somebody else's question, but then I thought, yes, this could be my question too. And it was that, you know, people say that whatever comes to you, whatever challenges come to you, it's only as much as you can handle in the drama. Is that right? Right? Yeah? Sure? Sure? Okay. Daddy said, no. And she said, because she said, if that were true, what would be the meaning of God's help then? Amazing. It opened my intellect up, I have to say. And so then I thought, no, don't think of capacity, don't think of limits. If the truth is I'm a soul, I'm God's child, I have the whole inheritance from God, where are their limits? Have to be careful when you say those things to Baba, but but really think about it. So the truth takes you beyond all limits of what's possible for you. And then love takes you beyond the limits of other people's personalities and sanskaras. Right? Because without love, I get caught and trapped in other people and what they do and what they don't do and what they should do, etc., etc. So truth and love takes us beyond all limits. So these are our pillars. So there's a quote from Baba about purity and truth. Through the power of truth, there is wealth. And through the power of peace, there is health. Together they give happiness. Happiness is earned by those whose actions, attitudes, and attributes are pure and selfless. Okay? And it's the living value statements, but of course these are all taken from Baba's Murali. And really, Gyan becomes the power of truth when I'm living it. Otherwise, it's theory. It's truth, but it's not the power of truth for me. And when Gyan becomes the power of truth for me in my life, it's then that I'm able to become obstacle-free. And Baba's been talking about this a lot. It's come up in the Sakam release, it comes up from the Daddies. And where are you obstacle-free? Obstacles may come on the path because it's Kali Yuga. Challenges will come, things will come to us. But am I obstacle-free in my mind? Am I obstacle-free in my thinking? Or do I see something as an obstacle? And so when we think about truth, it's about this. Also, when I think about truth, do I really have the courage to listen to my very pure inner feelings that I get from Baba? Or do I get influenced? I'm sure you all do this, I do this. You know, your first thought is the right thought. And then you start to think other things based on what other people say or da-da-da. And then you may act accordingly, and then you realize, why didn't I do what my deep inner feelings were telling me in the first place? And I've learned over the years more and more to listen to that and to trust that and to have faith in it. And actually, it's never let me down. Daddy would always say to me, become more yogyukt, become more yogyukt. And so they're not just feelings that are coming from our own mind, but they're actually feelings that are based on our yogyuk stage, our intellect connected with Baba. And so those feelings are very pure. I remember again Dadiji, she would say, I remember once her saying, and she's, you know, like all our daddies, a wonderful example of leadership. And she said, I don't worry about anything. Baba's present with me. I carry on. And you'd see her so easily flow through everything. Even I've seen her when there's been quite severe challenges. With love, she'd just solve everything. With love and truth. And she said, if there's anything that needs paying attention to, Baba gives me a red signal. I thought that was so sweet. In other words, mind so clear, mind so full of faith, that Baba is working so directly with the child, Baba will give her a signal, okay? And I see this happening in Daddy Janki a lot. She just says the right thing at the right moment through purely touching. I just give a very sweet example. When she arrived in London this time in January, she'd literally just been there half an hour, and I just went to her room to say hello personally. And said, everything okay? Yes, Daddy. Your health okay? Yes. Then out of the blue, she just says to me, are you eating enough fruit? Now, you know, she hasn't seen me for 3-4 months. So how would she know what I'm eating? Or she just asked me. I said, yes, Daddy. Then later in the day, I remembered and I thought, I'm not eating as much fruit as I used to. You know, I mean, it's a little example, but it's incredible, the instinct of the daddies. And it's not just for the daddies. You know, in that state, when we have that link with Baba, when we really feel, it's not just a link, but Baba's companionship, we know. We get the feelings, what is needed, you know, at the right moment. And it's very, very, very beautiful. So there's a deep connection between truth and purity, right? Pure feelings, the truth of who I am. And when there is truth and purity inside, what is the expression of that? Very particular expression. I know we've talked about being yogyukt and doing the right thing at the right time, but there's a particular expression of that. Freedom, yes, freedom, definitely part of it, yes. Particular quality that we do see in the daddies. Confidence. And what goes with that? Authority, spiritual authority, of course. Royalty, yes, you're getting close. Fundamental of all those things. Love, yes. Confidence. Determination, yes. Of course, all the answers are right, aren't they? A knowing, yes. It's something that we see very visibly. Happiness, of course. Simplicity. Interesting, I thought it would come automatically. Happiness. Lightness. Sweetness. it's like there'll always be a kind of block on the thing. That okay, should I tell you? No, one more. Peaceful. Humility. Oh, yes, yes. Think about it, that the expression of truth and purity is humility. Okay, so I'd like us to discuss a little bit about that. So our next slide. So I'd like you to get into groups of four and just reflect, four or five, but make the numbers, you know, make sure everyone's included in a group. Becky can help make sure everybody has a group. And I'd like us to have some silent reflection for 10 minutes. In fact, maybe up to traffic control, that would be a good signal. Just silence, and then traffic control will come. And then after traffic control, discuss for 10 minutes amongst yourselves. So the question is, and this is in connection with our own internal stage, what is the connection between truth, purity, and humility? Connection between truth, purity, and humility. So we go more into the depths of our pillars of happiness. Okay, so do you want to sort of... You'll help them. Okay. So Becky will get you into groups. Reflect first, okay? Reflect first and then get into groups, okay? Okay, so reflection until traffic control on this question. Okay, so time for discussion. And actually, if you can discuss your, share your thoughts till about 2:15, and then we can have a little stretch break or bio break or whatever you need. So make sure you're back here by 11. Is that okay? So discuss for 10-15 minutes, take a little bit of a break, and then we'll be back by 11. Is that okay with everyone? And sorry, you had a question? Are you okay? Becky will help you with the groups. Thank you. Truth is like the flame, and purity is the oil, and humility is the light that shines. Isn't that nice? Lovely thought. So anything impure in the oil will affect the flame, or maybe the flame will burn it. But it's a very deep connection. Okay, any thoughts? Yes? Tell us. Why don't you stand up and take a mic? It'll be better, because I think these are going to be, they're going to be quite interesting, I think. I have a feeling. Oh, good. Come and share with us then.
Okay, so I just started, you know, kind of meditating a little bit and reflecting on what truth is. And so then I thought, okay, truth, as Baba says, Baba is truth because he's living. And the soul is truth. And so then I went into the qualities of the soul and I thought, okay, so if I'm in the stage of truth, it means I can't have a past, which means it's purity. Purity means no past. I'm in the moment. And so naturally, because there is no ego, the past is the ego or the arrogance or, you know, who I am, then there is humility. Then I thought, okay, then I'm Bab Saman. So then a whole heap of other things came because I thought what we would be like in the golden age and what kind of, you know, souls and people we would be. And so all types of images started coming in. So that's the connection I saw. Okay.
Don't be humble in the other way, as in shy. Just come and share. You were all talking and didn't want to stop, so don't be mean, you have to share.
Between truth, purity and humility, think one of the expression of truth is honesty. I think many of us know that being truthful, being honest. And sometimes when we are honest, when we tell things about something, even to put right something, it's our intention that is necessary for us to really, you know, to identify. Because sometimes when we want to say about something, we say we are truthful. I'm honest. I'm telling the truth. But will it hurt anyone? Because I think purity is not giving sorrow and not taking sorrow. If any of this is missing, then there is lack of purity. Because sometimes we want to, you know, teach someone or correct someone. But will that be a good way of doing it? Because teaching someone may not be, you know, they may not be ready for that teachings. I don't know, I feel that. And then as we have that purity that I want to bring benefit to someone, or I want to make things better, then humility is expressed from that. It's automatic there. I don't have to be humble. Now some people try to be humble. They bow down or but they're not humble actually. Probably they try to be humble, but humility is more like acceptance and trying, not trying, but being what I am in my reality. So that's why I thought we thought about it.
Beautiful, thank you. Humility is a great strength. It's not, Baba talked about humility and spiritual authority yesterday, was it? So that self-respect and humility go together, it's a strength. Absolutely. And, you know, this thing, you know, if I'm saying to someone, you know, they've done something wrong, so yes, you could say, it's honest to say, well, you're stupid, you know? But, but real honesty is seeing the original state of the other person, right? It's not reacting to their behavior. You know, all the souls that go in front of Baba, and Baba knows each one's story. Does Baba react? Same love. Yeah, no, very good. Thank you. Who else? Come.
Thinking of my own internal stage and focusing on the word connection, and what I thought was, what is my truth? And my truth is that I'm a soul, it was the truth of who I am as a soul and who I belong to, my father. And then I thought about the purity of the Supreme Soul and my aim to really imbibe that purity of the Supreme Soul. And then that leads to a reassurance within myself, and that leads to humility, because once I have that awareness of who I am, then it doesn't matter. I don't have to try to be who I'm not. All I have to be is myself, and that would lead to a natural humility.
Absolutely. Thank you. A lot of jewels. And I think just churning over this has given a lot of happiness, right?
It was interesting for myself to think about what's the connection and not what's the Unterschied. What's that Unterschied? Difference between truth, purity and humility. And if I really realize what really the truth is in myself, so Baba gives me the eyes to realize what's the strength and also what's not so good in myself, and this is the truth. So Baba is the big truth when I'm not able to do something to get the help from Baba. And so
okay, one or two more, then we move on. Anyone else like to share? Want to share something? No? You're all looking very happy, so it must be something good. No? Nobody? One more. bless me. Okay, one more person. From our Japanese or Chinese group? Chinese group? Everyone's nominating everybody else. And that's called humility, isn't it? Or is it cooperation? You first. Come out to the mic. Be nice to hear from you. Okay, share from there if that's easier. Okay. Thanks, yes. No more arguing, no more having to prove. That'll take away a lot of distress, won't it? Okay, thank you. Thanks for going into the depths of that. And actually, I'd like us to think a little bit more about that quality of humility and how it expresses itself in life, because this really is a key to happiness. When there really is humility and self-respect, and the two go together hand in hand, I become free. Someone mentioned freedom. I become free of many things. I become free, as was mentioned here, to be of needing to be somebody else, needing to impress anybody, needing anybody's approval, you know, all of those things. I become very, very free, and I can begin to really be myself. And we have the saying again in English, you know, being comfortable in your own skin, you know? So you are who you are. And I think for a Brahmin too, it's important that we are who we are wherever we are. Our life is not split up into pieces. So if I'm with the BK family, if I'm on service, if I'm, you know, at work, if I'm with my worldly family, I am the same person. I am what Baba has made me. It's not that I'm one thing here and another thing there. Because that causes a lot of conflict within, actually. And sometimes we don't realize that that's the source of conflict. And Baba talks about being loving and detached, but it's both, not 50-50 or either or, right? Fully loving and fully detached. And Daddy, again, in this little while she's been here, used this phrase, we need to become complete with godly love. I love that very much. And so I'd like us to think a little bit more about humility, because as I say, it is so important. So another little exercise for us. Again, 10 minutes reflection and 15 minutes of sharing. You like the reflection periods, right? So think of a time when you have experienced the quality of humility. And we've been talking about it, so anyway, you understand, as Baba says, either from interaction with another person or when you have experienced humility within yourself. What did it feel like? Can you describe the experience? And then to consider, how does humility contribute to my experience of happiness? We've already started to talk about it, but you can develop it further in your reflection and list at least 6 points for this. There'll be more, but at least 6. Because quite honestly, you know, Baba often says, if there's any trace of arrogance, then there'll be a feeling of insult. Right? You've heard Baba say that in the Muralis. And the thing that causes sorrow is our ego. Am I right? And I love Daddy Gulzar's definition of ego. Shall I tell you? She said, it means ego. Now you have to translate that. And when she was in Oxford a few years ago now, we were asking her about humility and how, Daddy, how did you conquer your ego? Because you see her, you know, she's just like got no ego. She's very, so simple. And Daddy, how did you conquer your ego? And she looked at us as if she didn't know what we were talking about. And I thought, you know, what? She said, well, you know, you just are who you are. You know, she has not battled with her ego. Now imagine how much fortune from a child in the yagya growing up. She's not battled with her ego. And okay, anybody else here have the same fortune? I think we all know the battles with ego and the suffering that it causes. And we know it. We know it and we still get trapped in it. And so that's why I thought it would be really important for us to go into the depth of this quality even more. If we had a whole discussion on conquering ego, then we might get heavy. Because life, Brahman life, isn't about a battle. And actually there's very beautiful passages. You know, Daddy's book, it's the book Companion of God. And the whole first section is on humility. In fact, I should have brought some passages to read. Very, very beautiful. So, yes, if you'd like to... Now, I know Becky got you into groups in pairs this time. Okay, let's do it in pairs. So first, let's have our silent reflection and then sharing in pairs. Or do you want to do in fours? What would you prefer? Fours is better. It's more richer, isn't it? Okay. Just an idea. Okay, so, let's begin our reflection then until 11:30 and then till 1:45 we can, or till 22, something like that, we can discuss. Okay, so think of a time when you have experienced the quality of humility, either from an interaction with another person or when you have experienced humility within yourself. What did that feel like? Can you describe the experience? And how does humility contribute to my experience of happiness? List at least 6 points. That's 6 points each, not 6 points in the group, by the way. A little bit of music for reflection, just instrumental music. Okay, can we regather? I wonder if there's any other place where humility would be such an interesting topic to people. Seek this. Yes, learn. Yeah. Chukna, sikna, something else, smirna, I don't know. Bow first, I think. Bow, die, and then learn. Okay. While you're still alive, you can't learn anything. Okay, I'm Shanti. So you found some interesting experiences to talk about, obviously. So it'd be nice to have a little flavor and a little discussion about it. And your list of points, if you got that far. I think some of you are still telling the stories. That's okay, we won't penalize you for that. No tolly, right? Yeah, exactly, that's no deprivation. Okay, so who wants to share? Can be organic. It's not like reporting group-wise, just, you know, whoever feels inspired. But I suppose it would be nice to hear from each group, at least one person. And I said, no, humility, no, I can't. Oh, you haven't understood a thing, have you? Whole morning. Come, Rakshagat, come up. Oh, no, who? Jill? Well, you see, that's... being humble, putting others first. Why don't you take the mic? I'll take the mic. It's just fascinating to hear each other's insights, isn't it?
I actually found the first bit difficult, so I did the second bit first, which is why I actually have 6 points. And they are, it makes me content within myself. It makes others content with me. It helps me to cooperate with others. I let go of the need to compete with others. It makes it easier to see others' qualities, and it makes it easy for others to seek my help.
Excellent, but a little bit nothing from the first one? You couldn't think of any experience of humility?
I actually did think of an experience, and I wasn't sure whether it was true humility or not, but it was when I was young, and I worked as a lay missionary volunteer in Papua New Guinea, and the priest there had tremendous respect for me, and he used to reflect that back to me. And my response to that was to feel that I needed to live up to his image of me. And of course, we had a bit of discussion about it in the group, and I realized that, in fact, I was who he saw I was, but it was that I didn't realize it. Om Shanti.
Thank you. Interesting. So when Baba tells us who we are, do we have to live up to it, or are we that? It's a good question. Beautiful. Another thing to contemplate on. Okay, who else? Some more? Go on. Oh, got a whole script. Okay.
I would like to call upon my group members to come forward as well. In case I miss your point, please come forward. All the three, please come. We had a very lively sharing, but it's really long. It's like a scripture, so I don't think we would like to share most of it.
Give us the essence.
Yes, that's what I wanted to say. So for some, being humble is to continuously learning, and to some it is just to let go and let someone else to take over. And let there be glory of Baba's task. It's like they take over a certain responsibility, but due to some reason, they were like deprived of that, and someone else was taken over. There was no properly communicated, and so there was this big heart to let go by being humble, and then seeing the service improving, make them feel good about it. And one person shared that, being in the group, suddenly everything turned badly. But just being introverted, the expression of humility is by being introverted. And by being introverted, suddenly the whole situation becomes so beautiful. And so that's what we discuss about the situation. But for the 6 points, I think each one must share individually, because I think they all, we didn't discuss that part. As you said, we were sharing our stories, and it concluded with the stories. We commenced with stories and concluded with stories. So I had all the six, and the first one is being nice. This is something that most of us fail to see. Just being nice, you know, being nice is being humble. And second one is make me feel good about myself. And number two, three, I'm being me, and I have no conflict. And number four, no pleasure of being someone else. No pleasure of being someone, pressure.
Of being someone else.
Yes, because there's a pressure there. And
Pressure. Okay.
Sorry for pronouncing. And those who are humble always belong to others. The sense of belonging is there, and there is blessing from them because of that. And finally, cooperation comes easily.
Introverted.
to support others. Humility. So make me support others. To be in respect. Take care of myself, also take care of others. To feel the responsibility what I have to do on that moment. And loving.
You can be essenceful, and yes. We just have one or two more.
Om Shanti. The 6 points are satisfaction, because I have played my part well in whatever I did. I was contented for having touched the souls whom I came into contact with. I was feeling good because I have fulfilled my responsibilities. And when I let go of my that particular job that I was doing, when I let it go, I found freedom, I became carefree, and I became happier.
Thank you all. So just one person from each of the other groups, if you'd like to come up briefly, if you haven't. I think the German group and the Japanese group now, right? Chinese, sorry. Whoops. That's a big, I apologize. Well, depends which perspective.
Om Shanti. The brother was sharing, he's from Taiwan actually. He was saying that when someone is humble, the way of speaking, the character, the way of attitudes or their behavior, you can see very, very, very gentle, very nice, and the way of speaking also no lie or no ego, you know. So we make ourselves feel very nice to let others to listen. People also feel nice also. And the other sister was sharing also, when you're humble, you become softened, you become gentle, and then you are not, you know, forcing people or bossy or make people feel like you are someone. When you're humble, people can feel you are more relaxed and can go along with everybody. And for me, I experienced that humility. You feel like you have no mask. You are not covered with any dust or something, a layer. So you feel free, you know, just like small children, they are so clear and so happy whenever you talk to them. They are so nice, no? No judgment, no discrimination or whether thinking is right or wrong. Or you don't have to think or you just have to judge within your mind. You don't have that. So it's like you are so free and happy and nice to be with everybody also.
It's like staying detached through humility. Don't take things personal. And others to be the point the sister brought was to give trust to others.
Beautiful, thank you. I know we only heard one story, I think, just one, but we heard all the points. But you get an indication of how humility gives you happiness, but it also transforms situations. And I'm sure you must have all had this in your stories, that in the world it's seen as a weakness, but we understand real humility is a power. And it is a transformative power, because obviously you're bringing Baba's energy into a situation and you're transforming the whole energy and dynamic of the situation. And so instead of the posturing of, you know, reacting, proving whatever it is, you're actually doing something much more powerful by doing what isn't expected. Nobody expects people to be humble in today's world. And it can really disarm even very challenging situations. Yeah.
I'll share a story.
Yeah, come.
It's actually two stories I'll share from here. The first story is I went to see the doctor since I was here. And so he gave me something for the symptoms. And the humility that I saw and felt from it, it brought tears to my eyes. You know, being the first time here, there's so much to absorb and so much to see and learn and everything. So what happened was he prescribed whatever he prescribed for me. And then he said, wait a minute, come back. He said, Drishti and Toli. I don't mind Drishti and Toli. And the Drishti that I got from him, and I think that's what made me feel better. Not what he described. It was the Drishti and Toli. It was so intense. I've never had such intense Drishti before. I mean, it was just, I just felt so warm. It brought tears to my, I'm going to be truthful and say it brought tears to my eyes. Tears of happiness, tears of a belonging, that this was home. That sort of made it home to me. My goodness, Baba has taxis, doctors, hospitals. I mean, it's just so much. It's just so much. And the other thing in the reverse, as far as me being, you know, showing humility to others, was that in the room, there's 10 sisters in the room, and some of them came in very late at night. Two sisters came in late at night. And I said, come on in, welcome. And I don't remember saying that, but the sister remembered me saying that. And they're just saying, you know, that I'm just showing so much humility and love, and that they called me the mother of the room. Because I'm just so caring and just so loving, and I even took one of the other sisters to the doctor and said, come and get Toli and Drishti. So that was the two stories I wanted to share. Thank you.
Beautiful, thank you. It's lovely. This is your first time. We'll be looking out for you for the second time, definitely. Beautiful. Okay. Could go on and on. I'd like us to look at our next two pillars. And our next two pillars are love and letting go, right? And there is a very strong connection between love and happiness. Because without love, you can't really have happiness, can you? The two absolutely go together. And, you know, the kind of love, and of course it's been coming up in the things that you've been describing, it is that kind of love that really is a very freeing love, that really doesn't have conditions, that really is so generous, is so all-encompassing. And of course it's the love that Baba gives. And if I wish to let go, whether I'm letting go of the past, whether I'm, you know, letting go of situations, letting go of control, you know, there are many things that we need to let go of in our Brahmin journey as we go along. I can only really do that from the heart, happily, when I am experiencing Baba's love. Because otherwise, that thing that I'm hanging on to is going to be compensating for something that I'm not experiencing inside. And that's why when we see, of course, the Daddies, Baba, our example, there's a generosity of spirit which is just boundless. You see with the Daddies. And you think about, you know, I think about Dadi Gulzar and the role she's played for 40 years. And how selfless, how loving. I think about Daddy Janki, and I don't know how many of you know, the Daddies were very late coming on the stage on Sunday. Daddy Janki was in a lot of pain, and she was saying, I can't come, leave me. And then Daddy Gulzar saying to her, well, if you don't come, I won't go, and Baba won't come. And, you know, then, yes, of course, some medication and things, but it was because those souls experienced so much of Baba's love, that they're able to set aside their own needs in a very big way. You know, sometimes we have little things and we feel a bit, you know. But Baba's love is the thing that truly heals, actually. And not just my experience, but when I've been interacting with others, when souls are able to take that love from Baba, then healing can really begin to take place and letting go can happen. But before that, it's a struggle. And so, yes, we need to let go of the barriers within ourselves that may be obstructing us taking love from Baba. And often they're very subtle, actually. They're not gross things. They're subtle thoughts inside that become an obstruction. There's also, of course, the thing of Baba's love and the love of the family. And Baba talks about this, you know, the four types of love. And it was very interesting seeing Daddy Janki in this particular phase of her life. When she was in London, we had a birthday celebration. Actually, she doesn't like the word birthday, so I like to say we're celebrating her life, not her birthday, but her life. And we had this celebration in London, and of course, many of you have been to Global Cooperation House, so the big hall was packed, you know, downstairs, upstairs, and Daddy was good, you know, quite well. And so she actually walked down the middle aisle of the whole auditorium and everybody stood up. And the love in the room, you just couldn't, no words. Some of you must have seen it on the webcast, huge amount of love in the room. And then at some point when Daddy was sharing, she said, "It's the love of the gathering that is giving me strength." And, you know, I thought about this balance. If you like, a balance, it's not a balance, but a coming together of Baba's love. And because she has shared so much of Baba's love with us, the love and the blessings are coming back to her at a time of need. Because for her it is now a time of need to be held by Baba and to be held by the family. And so it's just a very beautiful thing to witness and to be aware of. So looking at this quote, beautiful quote from Baba, "You have made Bap Dada your closest friend, haven't you? Have you made Baba the conqueror of your heart? Do you experience wanting to share the secrets of your heart with anyone other than the Father, even in your thoughts? If you experience the happiness of all relationships with the One Father, and you have the experience of attainment of the love of all relationships, then your intellect cannot be drawn to any other relationship. The intellect should be totally absorbed in all relationships with the Father at every breath and every thought." So if we really want to step into happiness, this is the route. And I just was contemplating a bit on, you know, what are the barriers? We need this total honesty to be able to give over to Baba everything that is a block for us. And there are some subtle barriers, and so I listed a few. And something that I'd seen in myself, I know what to do. I can deal with anything that comes along. Who thinks like this sometimes? I'm responsible. My stage is up to me. I have to create my stage. I have enough gyan. Baba is giving me such good touchings and inspirations for service. Everyone will be so happy. I have my problems, but so does everyone else. I'm no different. People do not really value me. I have to fend for myself. Anybody recognize this pattern of thinking? A little bit? Offend. I have to do for myself. Nobody's going to do for me. Now, some of these things you can feel it's a kind of disguise. Isn't it good to think I'm responsible? Isn't it good to say I have to look after myself? Isn't it good to solve my own problems? And there was... What? Well, but the thing is, it's not good, not bad, but where is Baba in all of that? That's the point. And there was a point in my BK, pretty recently or a few years back, and I realized that this kind of thinking of taking on responsibility subtly and not allowing Baba to be responsible, and Baba talked about it today in the Murali too, is a subtle barrier and a subtle form of ego. Just tell you a story. This is a story of many years back. There was an article in one of the major newspapers. This is way before the internet. It must have been early 90s. And it was defamatory about a particular Brahmin. But this person was using this to get at the organization. And it was a major newspaper, the Sunday Observer. And the person rang the Brahmin to say, I've filed this story. And it was totally not based on any fact. And in fact, he said to him, I'm ringing you after I've filed the story. I've sent the story off. Otherwise, if I rang you before, I may not have had the courage to send the story. And we're thinking, you know, what's going to happen now? Is this going to be taken up by the television? You know how things can spread. And Daddy and Sister Jenty happened to be in San Francisco, which is like, you know, the other end of the world, you know? Why did they have to be that far away when this happened? And so there's all these phone calls between Oxford and San Francisco and here and London, I should say. Anyway, at one point I went into Baba's room, and now I look back, I can laugh at it. But I said to Baba, Baba, I'm here. I'm responsible. I'll stand up for you. I could go on television. Of course, none of that ever happened. But I'm glad it didn't, because if I'd gone there with that attitude, where would Baba have been? And so instead of going to Baba's room and saying, well, Baba, you're here. Everything's okay. I don't need to worry. I don't need to think. I'm taking it all on myself and thinking that I'm so good. So there'll be other things that you'll identify, subtle thought patterns that become barriers, become a subtle laziness, whatever it is. And I know Daddy has often used this phrase, if you're busy, you're lazy. In other words, you get caught up in what you're doing and you're not giving time to doing the work inside. So in this last 10 minutes, Chris, you might like to just see this slide, Chris, before we go. Oh, the bus is at 12:30. Oh. Okay, well, let me just tell you what the exercise is. You have to go. I know you have to go anyway. And then you can do it wherever you are. But it's writing a letter to Baba. And although you might have often written letters, you can't write to a friend too often, right? And this is to unburden, let go of these barriers. And these are some of the things, but you write your own letter, but some of the things you might want to include in your letter. Some questions to ask yourself. So first, appreciation. Don't go to Baba with complaints. Appreciation of all Baba has given me in my life. What truth really means to me. What I truly want in life that is not dependent on any external recognition. What are the subtle fears inside that prevent me from absorbing Baba's love? And what would I need to truly trust Baba and leave behind the limited securities that I'm used to? So it's really a letter from the heart to delve deeply to see what the barriers are and to hand them over to Baba. And when we come back this afternoon, we'll talk much more about giving happiness. This morning has been the preparation and the foundation. But without letting go, I'm not going to experience the fullness of happiness and the fullness of Baba's love. So this is the work we have to do inside, right? The subtle work. We come back at 4:30 here. So we'll commence again at 4:30, right? Because of the time and that some of you have to get the bus, maybe if, as I see, you've mostly noted down what's on the slide, so we can have a few moments of silence to close, and then please, in the time in between, take the opportunity to write this letter, to do this exercise, and see how it feels. Mm. 4:30, yes. Right, Beck, it's 4:30. 4:30 to 6, so we have another hour and a half this afternoon, and we'll talk much more about sharing and relationships and this kind of thing, because how do we give the happiness that we've accumulated inside? No, tomorrow it's happening again, but it's repeating. Yes, you go to a different course tomorrow. Yes, so not now, that's what I'm saying. In the break time, let's just have a few minutes of meditation to close. And then in the time in between, sit quietly, contemplate, and write to Baba. Letting go. Okay, everyone got the points? So? Oh, you haven't got them all? Okay.